minister was meeting prime minister because in the main, the prime minister is responsible for policy implementation in the government. He's also responsible for the government works program. And he is the leader of this government business. And they were looking at a range of things where Gemini Systems and partnerships with the Zimbabwe government are currently engaged in. For example, the German government has put in close to $130 million into various development projects throughout the country.
Was there any mention of Germany's continued support in terms of development as the years go on?
Well, the minister pledged to continue supporting the Zimbabwean people through a variety of development projects. And during his visit, he did undertake a range of tours to areas where the government is sponsoring a number of projects. At the weekend, for example, he was in Bulawayo, and they were having a look at what is being done to assist the water situation in that city.
Looking at the issue of politics and the constitution and upcoming elections, what did the prime minister, along with the German minister, speak on these issues?
Well, he took the opportunity to update him on the current constitution-making process, where we are, and the issues that are currently under discussion, the proposed referendum, and also the possibility of the coming elections next year.